This is Queens of the Stone Age with Everybody Knows That You Are Insane. And I can remember when I first heard this album, it was, we were setting up the shop I used to work in, we were setting up a sale changeover. And I think we'd had the copies in of the album ready to release the following week, but because there was nobody in the shopping centre, we could just put on whatever we liked. So I wanted to listen to this, and it was so exhilarating. We already know how much I love Queens of the Stone Age. Or do you? If you know me generally, then you know how much I love Queens of the Stone Age. But there's something about this album that really, really grabbed me. And just listen to those drums. I don't know, this just ticks so many boxes. And then I think up until this point, Queens of the Stone Age were always a kind of perceived as a sort of a fun, not highly emotionally charged music. That they weren't known for their emotions being on show and things like this, but then there's a moment in this song that I actually think's probably one of, until their last album came out, it's one of their most emotionally charged moments in anything that they've released. But suddenly there's a real deep feeling to this. There's just something about that line of, I feel nothing, am I better yet? And kind of resonated with me a lot, just that one lyric. That feeling of, and I'm feeling it at the moment these days actually, as all the chaos in the UK and the United States is, political systems and general societal attitudes gets worse and worse and worse, I just feel dead to it. And so the line, I feel nothing, am I better yet, really, it has an extra significance, I think, to it. But yeah, there's that I love about this song. There is the way that Queens of the Stone Age became a love of mine actually while I was working in that shop, because of my friend Mike, with whom I host the AYP podcast. Search AYP podcast on Audio Boom, folks. The guy I do the podcast with got me into a lot of music, some of which you'll probably hear over the course of the Octava project for this year. There was Queens of the Stone Age, there was Bright Eyes, Kathy Davey, who I think I played to you a couple of weeks ago, because I am very late I'm catching up on a ton of Octava posts tonight. But yeah, and so whenever I listen to Queens of the Stone Age, or whenever I listen to that album, Lullabies to Paralyze, it just always makes me think of the time I spent in Music Zone, in the Pottery Centre in Stoke-on-Trent, and yeah, we were a good close bunch, and I made some really good friends through that. So I always think of that when I listen to Queens of the Stone Age, generally, but that album in particular. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that, and stay tuned because there's going to be a few more posts over the next half hour, however long. So see you in a bit.